puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, if you frequent the downtown area, then you'll want to listen up because we are exploring an area that many people are very familiar with. Gordon Goldsborough is here to tell us more. Hi, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
So what is this week's topic?
Well, a couple of times in this series in the past, we've talked about empty lots along major streets, you know, and many of them have been turned into parking lots where buildings once stood. So we've looked at Main Street here in Winnipeg. We've looked at Rosser Avenue in Brandon. Well, we're coming back to Winnipeg this week, and we're walking along Broadway. We're going to start at Main Street, and we're going to go along the north side to Osborne. Then we're going to turn around and come back along the south side.
Okay, so there is that parking lot on the northwest corner of Main and Broadway. What used to be there?
Well, in 1902, a four-story building was constructed there. It had retail space at the ground level and residential apartments on the upper floors. And to ensure that all of the residents had adequate natural light, there was a large central courtyard in the structure. It was known initially as Strathcona Block, but I guess to reflect the unique architecture, it was later renamed the Fort Garry Court. Unfortunately, it was destroyed by fire in February of 1976. Today, there's a large office building and, of course, a large parking lot at the site.
I love that courtyard idea in the middle. What's our next stop?
A parking lot on the next block between Fort and Garry was undeveloped for much of the early 20th century. But from 1920 until around 1942, it was occupied by a tennis club. What's interesting, I think, about this is that club was affiliated with the Hudson's Bay Company. You know, that's not something you would normally associate with the game of tennis. The clubhouse for the tennis courts were roughly where the Cambrian Credit Union building now stands, and the courts themselves were strung out along Broadway. And by the way, there are two other companies that we don't normally associate with tennis that also operated clubs on Hargrave. So, for example, between the 1920s and 1930s, the Bank of Montreal had a tennis club between Hargrave and Carleton, the site that's now occupied by the Monarch Life Building, home of the Workers' Compensation Board. And we'll talk about a third company a little later in our conversation.
I love this idea of just driving down Broadway and seeing people play tennis. Sounds delightful, a little fancy. Let's go on to the next parking lot on the north side between Garry and Smith. What was there?
In 1906, there was a four-story apartment block called Broadway Court. So similar, I guess, to the Fort Garry Court. Unfortunately, after it fell into poor condition through the years, it was demolished in early 1982. But this residential theme is one that we're going to continue to encounter as we walk along Broadway. The next parking lot we find between Donald and Hargrave is on the east side of the Canada Revenue Agency building.
Another apartment block?
Yep. It was the site of the Buckingham Apartments. That one was built in 1939 at the corner of Broadway and Hargrave. It was there until at least 1981.
Now, you said we were going to walk to Osborne. Is there anything left to see?
There's one more stop at the present-day site of Memorial Park. This is a 4.5-acre area that was the original site of the University of Manitoba. It first began to develop here in 1901 when a three-story brick and stone building was constructed, roughly where the fountains are located today. The building made it possible for the university to start doing its own teaching, initially in the sciences and later other subjects. As the university migrated to a new campus in the south end of Winnipeg, it stopped using the buildings here. The last of the university moved out around 1960. And the remaining buildings were demolished in 1961 and 1962. The fountains were opened officially in September of 1962.
Okay, so are we now moving back east along the south side of Broadway? Is that right?
That's right. And the first parking lot we encounter is at the corner of Broadway and Edmonton, the former site of Devon Court. This was a five-story apartment block constructed in 1908. It was considered one of the finest blocks in Western Canada at the time, featuring no less than 57 upscale suites and on the top level, a restaurant and entertainment hall for the use of tenants and their guests. That building was demolished between 1981 and 1982.
And then we get to the next parking lot, which is kind of on the southeast corner of Broadway and Donald.
Yep, that was originally the site of a private home built around 1920 or so. By the early 1930s, the site was occupied by a small business called the Donelda Grocery. By the early 1940s, it had become a pharmacy, Moyer's Drugs, that also hosted a post office. It was still a drugstore and post office as of the early 1990s. The last reference to it that I can find in historical newspapers was in 1994.
And what about that small parking lot on the southwest corner of Broadway and Gary?
Well, here we're back to tennis. This site was occupied by a club that was established around 1928 by the Canadian National Railway. You know, again, it's something you wouldn't necessarily associate with tennis, but of course it owned the Fort Garry Hotel across the street, which I suspect means that it provided the hotel guests, as well as local tennis enthusiasts, with an outdoor recreational venue. But the railway did not own the courts for their entire history. From 1935 to 1939, the tennis courts were operated by the Jewish service organization, B'nai B'rith. In 1940, finally, two smaller apartment buildings, the Nelson and the Drake, presumably both named for English sea captains, were built at the site. And that's the end of tennis on Broadway.
Well, finally, we're back at Main Street now. So what stood on the block beside the Manitoba Club?
Well, today, of course, that land is occupied by the Upper Fort Garry Heritage Park. But starting on the 14th of June, 1924, that corner was occupied by something called the Fort Garry Gate Service Station. It provided every service short of major mechanical repairs that an automobile owner would need. Gasoline, air to pump up their tires, an oil changing pit, and vacuum service to remove road dust from their seat cushions. Service stations continued to operate at this site until the last one was demolished in 2009 to make way for the park. It's interesting that someone at the time that the demolition was happening remarked that the Manitoba Club building is historic, but the gas station is not. You know, and I'd contest that conclusion because service stations stood at that site there for 85 years.
It's interesting, the Broadway that you're describing with these tennis courts and apartment blocks, it sounds so suburban compared to the business-oriented street that it is today.
Yeah, and there were also numerous private residences along the street too, all of which are gone today. You know, Broadway was envisioned as a residential street with a large central boulevard running down its center, larger, in fact, than most other streets in Western Canada. Incidentally, the wide central green space is probably why it was called Broadway. And what's also interesting is that its full name is simply that, Broadway, not Broadway Street or Broadway Avenue, as many people have referred to it through the years.
Well, Gordon, thank you for this, first of all. And it's my last conversation with you for a while.
I'm sad to hear it, too.
I know.
I've looked forward to our weekly conversations.
I do, too. I've learned so much. But I will be back, just not for a while. So next week, you'll be speaking to this fellow.
Oh, lucky you. What's up for next week?
Next week, stop. Monument, East Spruce Woods Provincial Park. Stop. Reminder about old technology. Stop. Forerunner, text messaging. Stop.
Oh, intriguing.
I love it. I'm sad that I will probably be sleeping. But Gordon, it's been such a delight. Thank you so much. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you in November.
It will do. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.